This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Life Change Tea.
That's who we get you focused on what's going on. Again, another hour of the DJV program. Friday, first Friday of October. It's October 5th. How many days till Halloween, Jennifer? Let's see. When do we have it? Is Halloween? Yeah, it's on the 31st, right?
Every year.
Wasn't there an effort to try to change it to the Friday, the last Friday of October?
Right, to make it a weekend. Yeah.
Yes, right. But I don't think that worked.
Really? Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we get to taking care of Truth Decay here. Final day of the work week for a lot of people. We're on the air with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer takes off. She's going to fly high with the first story of the hour.
Well, of course, the story, as it has been for the last couple of weeks, is about Judge Brett Kavanaugh and the FBI report, which was released yesterday and consumed by senators. Now we wait. We wait to see who is a yes and who is a no. There are about 3 to 4 people that we're looking at this moment who have not said what they're going to do yet, and those people are Jeff Flake and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski on the Republican side. And then the one Democrat who has not said anything yet is Joe Manchin. Rumor has it that Joe Manchin will probably vote with Republicans to confirm Brett Kavanaugh if he's not the deciding vote. So if Republicans can bring in enough votes to confirm him anyway, Joe Manchin would probably come on and vote yes for Judge Kavanaugh. We found out in the last 24 hours that Heidi Heitkamp, who is also on kind of that watch list, she is a Democratic senator. She said that she would be voting no for Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Now, protesters are also...
Do they give reasons, Jennifer? Do you have reasons for Heidi the Heitkamp, yeses or the noes?
Yeah. Well, Heidi Heitkamp said that she's going to continue to fight for women and young girls in her district. And she's the only one who's really come out on that watch list and said yes or no. The early indication from Jeff Flake and Susan Collins, who were caught together walking after they read some of the FBI report, is that there was no corroborating evidence for Christine Ford. And so a lot of people feel that that meant that they would probably ultimately vote yes, but they haven't come out and said that either way. So mostly just speculation there.
That's an interesting word, caught, as if they weren't supposed to be talking together.
Well, I mean, caught by reporters. No, but they were caught, by walking around and reporting. So the story that has probably even overtaken whether or not Kavanaugh is going to be confirmed are the protesters from the resist movement that have been all over Washington, D.C. And you've got a lot of celebrities, including Amy Schumer, who is the distant cousin of Chuck Schumer, who was arrested in all of the resistance. They were arresting them 20 at a time and taking them out from the situation that they were in on the Senate, trying to get in to the Senate building. So it's kind of a mess. There's a lot of protests going on. There were vigils against Kavanaugh. But it doesn't seem that anybody, even the Democratic senators, have said that there was much more new information turned over by the FBI. In fact, that was one of the criticisms, that it just didn't go far enough, from people on the left and people on the right saying there's no additional evidence. There needs to be a move to confirm him. So we're back to where we were 2 weeks ago.
The full story is incomplete. In essence, the president says, if I am understanding correctly, I'm trying to get the gist of it. I want to boil it down. He says that Kavanaugh has been subjected to harsh and unfair treatment. Don't ruin this great life, in essence. Is that pretty much it?
That was one of the things he said, yes.
Yeah. What else did he say that was of interest?
No, he had a rally, so I'm not sure exactly if there was more than that, but he did say don't ruin this life. And actually, as another point of information, Brett Kavanaugh wrote an op-ed yesterday evening that was released that said, that talked about his temperament during the last hearing, because a lot of people have said that they're concerned with that. And he said, look, I apologize, but I was accused of all of these things. I'm defending myself. I'm defending my family. This is why I would react in that way. And so he wrote an op-ed that is kind of circulating again this morning.
I'm of the opinion at the moment, you know that I am someone who believes in emoting. I don't hide my emotions. And even though there was anger and the look on his face bothered me, that's capturing a moment. The fact that he cried and that people are upset with that or don't think that's the correct temperament for Supreme Court justice, that's exactly the temperament.
Well,
I want someone to be in touch with his or her emotions.
I don't think people are upset about the crying.
I read some stuff that indicated that the one man who writes a local column made fun of him.
That's not the overarching reaction that I've seen. I think people are frustrated that he was yelling and screaming and kind of interrupting some of the people asking him questions. I don't have an issue with people crying. I think the things he cried about didn't
make a lot of sense
natural,
what he was crying about.
But the vast majority of people, and maybe that one guy said that, and I think that's a stupid thing to say. Who cares if a guy cries? I think that just increases the problems in our country if we say men can't cry. But I don't think that's the overwhelming response to that.
Well, I get that that's what you think.
I heard more crocodile tears than anything else is what I've been reading.
Well, but neither of you are for him. I'm trying to be in the middle. I don't think I am for him, frankly, because I don't think that
I'm not for
him now.
I think
all of this has disrupted his ability to do the job. I'm not that concerned about his family, although I am a little. One of the things that I am pretty annoyed about, I thought it was interesting that Chelsea Clinton came to the defense of the daughters of Brett Kavanaugh. I think she tweeted, "Please leave Judge Kavanaugh's daughters alone. They do not belong in your cartoons, jokes, or skits. If you can't make your point about Judge Kavanaugh, whatever it may be, without bullying his kids, it's not worth making." 100% check mark from me on that one. And there was fierce backlashes to that. It was an illustration by cartoonist Chris Britt showing his 10-year-old daughter Lisa kneeling in prayer, "Dear God, forgive my angry, lying, alcoholic father for sexually assaulting Dr. Ford." That's just crap, BS.
That is not funny.
No,
and what's the first rule of comedy? If you're going to insult somebody, make it funny.
Yeah, it's disgusting, actually. Anyway, that's my read. I don't know. I didn't know who the guy was before. I know who he is now, and I'd go out of my way to read whatever he had to say about anything. So, anybody else? We're all set, I think, on what's going on here. It is changing. It changes. It's like in an organic process, changing a bit each day, trying to figure out what's what and who's who on this thing. It is 14 after the hour, the DJV program with a focus on how well you did during the night. Did you have a good night's rest? You had all the opportunity, because you have all the opportunity in the world to go to MyPillow.com and order the things that will give you a good night's, very good night's rest. The pillows, the sheets, mattresses, everything. If you use the promo code DJV, which I think you know where that's from and what it's for, DJV, the promo code DJV, you can save up to 50% on the MyPillow products that are at MyPillow.com. And I like to list them, but it's actually kind of more fun. I don't know that I give you suggestions, because I think some of you may need some things, starting with pillows for you and members of your family. You can recommend it to your friends. Just tell them to use the code DJV. But then there are these sheets that are fabulous. The Giza sheets, the mattresses. There are new pillows. They call them Premium Plus pillows. You can save 50-55% on those. So go through the catalog, why don't you, and see what you can do to get a better night's rest. If you're restless while you're in bed and you can't stay asleep while you're in bed trying to get a good night's sleep, let's fix the problem by sending you to MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV and get the most comfortable pillows you could possibly imagine. Again, the code is DJV. Actually, get a new pet bed, too, for your dog. That'd be kind of cool. I think he or she would appreciate that. No more sleep deprivation. Just go to MyPillow.com and use the code DJV.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome, 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, ampersand underscore exclamation point, 1985. Knew it.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Let's see what else we can cook up here. The poll that's out today on Americana. Trust in politicians is the subject matter. The poll suggests that we think highly of our politicians. Huh?
We do?
Gallup poll.
Are you reading it upside down?
I turned the paper upside down.
Gallup poll conducted last month found 55% of respondents have a great deal or a fair amount of confidence in politicians. I don't know who these people talk to, but nobody I know would say that.
No.
Usually Congress has like a 13% approval rating, don't they?
Right. So is this garbage? What are we doing with this?
I think there's always polls that are outliers. And how much of polling is true? How many people really think about...
I've never been polled for anything.
I
don't understand where they find these people, because I've never been polled ever.
Never.
And then there's a desired response. When you're annoyed and asked about Congress, you go, oh, zero, or whatever, you know, however you'd rate them, or whatever it might be. I don't know.
All right, so let's see what the Senate's doing to earn their 55% thumbs up. There's a bill... $1.7 billion to the taxpayer, disaster aid for those who are victims of Hurricane Florence. President's about to sign that. The bill keeps the Federal Aviation Administration running for another 5 years, and so they tack. This is what they do, these guys, and women. If there's something controversial or something that they think they need to do, they tack it onto something that has to get passed. So that's what they did here. You got to have the FAA, and they're about to run out of money, as is most of the federal government, or at least they don't have, they did the 1st of October. So there's also with this, though, the good news here, there is an airline bill of rights on airline seat size, passengers with disability, gives the Department of Homeland Security the authority to track drones deemed to be credible threats also. So three important things. Legislation addresses how airlines act when it comes to overbooked flights. Can't force a passenger off the plane anymore. Aha! Gotcha! 21 past the hour.
Health
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
The DJB program, General Victoria, Kara, and you, and I, enjoying some music. This is our first set from Tim McGraw, who's giving fans some new music. It's been out of circulation, at least far as the new department is concerned, for a couple of years. He's released Neon Church, which is the first single off an upcoming project from next year. Another track called Thought About You comes out as well. He said, quote, "I love that there are no rules anymore and I can give fans more music all at once." The single marks the first new music off the Columbia Nashville McGraw Music label. "I really felt that both these songs were ready to be heard and will absolutely give a sense of where I'm going with my next project." So what do we think of this Neon Church? This is Thought About You.
Thought About You, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Jennifer, you're the...
He's a hit machine.
Is he?
So this is very consistent with his other offerings, so I would imagine it has no... There'd be no issue for him to have another hit song.
No issue.
So
it takes to make a hit record. All right.
Yeah.
So McGraw gets a thumbs up. Next
what do
country.
You think would probably be the better question?
Let me hear a little more of this Thought About You. I think I like it. It doesn't sound like country music. It sounds like pop music.
It's his sound, though.
Yeah.
A southern voice with a poppy tune.
Yeah, I like this. I wouldn't run out and buy it, but I like listening to it. I kind of like that sort of thing. There's a melody riff here that I like. And it's a song about things that people do. When someone leaves your life, you think about it. Even if they're in your life still, you think about them. So I think there's an appropriate, you got an appropriate audience of lots of people who will be in on that one. Brad Paisley, next up musically, who seems to be sort of getting the hometown bug. He and his wife Kimberly giving back to the Nashville community in the form of opening a grocery store that gives you free food. They partnered up with Belmont University, where Brad went to school, to open the store. It's a food bank set up like a supermarket to give fresh food, non-perishable groceries to people who don't have the ability to pay for good food. And so they're going to start building this next year, raising the funds for it. Now, this is a grocery store where dignity for people who have fallen on hard times can be found. All of us are one unforeseen disaster away from rock bottom. I guess that's true enough, isn't it? Huh? Nice to think about a place where you can go and that happens to somebody. They can use this facility to get back on their feet. The Paisleys say that they were inspired to start the store after visiting a similar organization, the Unity Shop, which is in Santa Barbara, Jennifer. The store serves up more than just groceries. During the holiday, they're going to set up a toy aisle and provide on-the-job training as well.
That's kind of fun. Cool. Yeah.
Did you see that the Toys R Us?
They both seem very charitably minded.
Yeah, they seem like nice people. Yeah.
He's a really nice person.
Did you see the Toys R Us is reopening stores? I think we touched on that yesterday, but it made a big splash during the day yesterday. Going back to the old...
Just kidding about this bankruptcy stuff.
Yeah, right. Very interesting. All right, so good for the Paisleys. Congratulations for their big open heart. Next up, Mumford & Sons, embarking on their largest tour to date in support of an album called Delta, which is due out next month. It's a 60-date worldwide tour celebrating their new album and revolutionary in-the-round stage design for their performance. Tour kicks off at 3 Arena in Dublin. It features dates across Europe, North America, and Australia. And so they're going to be traveling until the 21st of May next year, where they will end in Stockholm. So those of you who are Mumford fans, there you go. They were on the Tonight Show later on, I think, earlier this week. Okay, that's it. 28 after for music in this hour.
Environment shape lives. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The environment plays a role in how we develop. Don't think so? Try sitting in a dirty prison cell in solitary confinement for a week. Think it will have an effect on you? How about going to a posh vacation spot for the same amount of time? Although we are a combination of genetics and environment, there's certainly no doubt that the environment plays a huge role in how we experience the world. So, be mindful of the environment around you. Be mindful of the music you listen to, the visual stimuli that bombard your eyesight most frequently, and the people you listen to and are around the most. Because the environment you live in is playing a role in shaping how you experience and live your life. For more awareness about the world around you, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Senate Republican leaders are hoping to have him confirmed to the Supreme Court before the weekend is over, the nominee Brett Kavanaugh is defending his testimony at a recent Senate hearing where he addressed allegations of sexual assault with an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal. In it, Kavanaugh notes that during that hearing last week, he was more emotional than he probably should have been at times and said some things he shouldn't have. He promised if he's confirmed to the High Court, he'll be an independent and open-minded justice. And he apparently doesn't have to convince President Trump of that, as he says at a rally last night in Minnesota.
Judge Kavanaugh will uphold and defend the Constitution.
Asian markets lower today after Vice President Mike Pence claims China's been meddling with the U.S. midterm elections, which Beijing denies. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
As you prepare to start raking your leaves, time for us to get back into the conversational action here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. So, Victoria, you may have the floor, please. Take the floor.
Well,
take my floor and wash it.
Well, in the trending department, Bette Midler is trending for not a great reason. So, as always, whenever we see a celebrity's name listed on Twitter, you always have to wonder right away, uh-oh, what happened? Well, in this case, Bette Midler was trying to make a statement about how women have been mistreated throughout centuries, but she really went about it the wrong way. Her tweet has been considered tone-deaf, and it's been now deleted and bashed. What she wrote was, quote, "Women are the N-word of the world. Raped, beaten, enslaved, married off, worked like dumb animals, denied education and inheritance, enduring the pain and danger of childbirth and life in silence for thousands of years. They are the most disrespected creatures on earth." What she's quoting there, a lot of people didn't know, "Women are the N-word of the world," that's a song that John Lennon wrote in 1972. At the time, it was even controversial because, you know, any white person using the N-word is always going to be controversial. But in 2018, without any context at all, Bette Midler quoting his song lyrics and his song title has gotten her into so much trouble online. Lots and lots of backlash, lots of protesting. and a lot of quote-unquote unamused people. So you'll probably be seeing that carrying into the weekend, trending all weekend for, you know, a terrible reason. Stupid, 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 tone deaf.
Okay. So I'm going to say something that maybe you won't like. You, the ladies, I tend to do that from time to time because it may be what I'm thinking, whether you like it or you don't like it. I think about what you just said about Bette Midler. The first thing that came to my mind before you finished the sentence was Joy Behar and then Barbara Streisand. And I wonder what it is. Maybe there are other names that can be on the list, but they are the ones that come to my mind immediately. What is it that makes them, what is it, how do they think? Why are they so angry? Are they angry for a legitimate purpose, as has been suggested by Bette Midler? The anger, the vitriol, the way of looking at things, are things that bad for women? Are we missing out? Are men still the scourge of the earth? And if that's the case, why is there so much eagerness to connect with men? If you don't like men, or they're doing all of these things that are horrible, and I'm not sure that
I'm not following you where we're going with men.
Well, because I'm finished.
Did
you let me finish for a second?
Okay.
I will. The reality here is there's a lot of anger that comes from, and I'm not just saying these three women have to be Jewish, but whether that's part of the culture here or not, the mistreatment that seems to be on the minds of people. There's a thing called the law of attraction. And the law of attraction, which some of you may or may not understand or know about or subscribe to, I happen to, is that what you think is what you're going to attract. And who you think or what you think about, you are going to attract. So if you think men or the world is like this, this is what's going to be attracted to you. You're going to attract that which your thoughts present. And in this case, if she thinks the world of women is horrible, then she's probably going to have some horrible realities to deal with. I don't see on the outside looking in that she's had a horrible life, but that's because we only know her as an entertainer. I don't know what her real life is all about. I don't know what Joy Behar's real life is all about. I know she's an angry an angry woman. Barbara Streisand has a great husband, interesting children. She's been angry for a long, long time. And puts it out there, and people seem to be attracted to the message. It's like everything is awful. Is everything awful? No. Are there bad things going on for people who are women and men of culture, of color? Yes. We have a very prejudiced world that we're dealing with. I don't know that what she says is wrong. I think dealing with it that way is not the way to deal with it. I think that's my point.
Well, I think what she's doing here, first of all, she, like I said, out of context, she never should have said, even written, and she didn't write out the actual N-word. She wrote N-word, but still, out of context and not letting anyone know where the source material of that is, which is John Lennon in this case, that was a huge mistake. But what other part of what she said is untrue? That's just an historically factual statement. Those things have happened to women since the beginning of time. So I don't know that it's I don't agree with you that I wouldn't put her in the category of Joy Behar and Barbara Streisand. I don't really get the connection there.
You're welcome
there, but
not to. It's okay.
But I don't really get the connection there. But
I just explained it to you. They're angry Jewish women. That's
wow.
The connection.
Well, I don't know if this tweet was necessarily, it didn't feel, I mean, it's angry, yes, but it's not her just like being unfounded.
Yeah.
I didn't
say it was unfounded. You never heard those words come out of my mouth.
No, but it seems like you're dismissing her because she's
That may be your read on it, Victoria, but that's not what I'm doing. And
so you're not being dismissive of how is it unfair when I'm trying to, that's how your words are being interpreted.
You
said she's an angry Jewish woman. I think pretty much everybody heard your statement, the three angry Jewish women.
Yep,
how is that interpreted any other way?
That is what I said.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That is what you said.
there's a little bit of, I mean, just to try to figure it all out. I mean, I think with Bette Midler, it's unusual to hear her go this way because we don't hear her getting crazy with the politics on Twitter. We hear that from Joy Behar and Barbara Streisand, who, not for their religious beliefs or who they are culturally, I would link them together, but because they are loud, outspoken, left-leaning American women. And so I think to put Bette Midler into that crowd is unusual, and that's probably why she's trending, because I don't think she would make those statements. What I would tell you is probably more the story here is that when celebrities have a couple of glasses of wine, they should not be allowed to tweet. We've seen this happen with Roseanne, and careers are ended. We've seen now maybe this happen with Bette Midler. I doubt her career will be ended because her message is on the right side of the aisle, which makes it more acceptable, even if she uses despicable language. So I don't know.
I don't know.
It's hard to draw correlations, you know.
Yeah, but we are burying the lead here. The reason that she got backlash is because she used
for the
N-word.
Language.
Of course, it's not because of the message. If she had just taken that sentence out and just talked about the other stuff she mentioned, everyone would have been retweeting this in a good way. But the fact that, you know, and this is on the left too. No one on the left is tolerating anybody using the N-word, especially if you're white. So,
I think that's what I'm saying. We need to back away from probably the wine or whatever, like, makes us think.
Well, I think
she was
trying to be cool, and it's like,
right.
Really?
makes us think we're poetic. Yeah. Right. And instead, we totally misfire. And that those kinds of things these days are enough to bring someone down, because if you use the wrong word and the wrong language, which clearly this is the wrong language to be using right now,
right.
or anytime, you're in trouble.
Right, yeah. And she's trying to be, like, you know, too smart for the room and not give a context of, this is John Lennon's song from 1972. I have that album. That's the only reason I even knew that. When I read that, I was like, oh, she's quoting John Lennon.
Yeah,
no one else seems to know that. And that's where
an interesting,
she got into trouble.
I wouldn't. I would have no clue if I saw that.
Right,
I'd be like,
right. And most
doing?
People don't know that. Right.
Yeah. Interesting phrase, too smart for the room. That is what I think of Jimmy Kimmel. I think Jimmy Kimmel is always trying to impress everybody. He's the type of person that I bring that in only because doesn't refer necessarily, although he may be on board with the thinking of these three women we're talking about. But I find that phrase to be interesting. And I was just looking at something that he said and how he's been called out. He thinks it's that snarkiness. Smug snarkiness. I'm the smartest guy in the room kind of stuff. And I think Joy Behar presents that. I don't know that I feel that way about Barbara Streisand, although I don't agree with anything that she says politically. I just find her I may agree with her, actually, politically on some stuff. It just bothers me, and maybe the nuance of what I'm saying didn't come across, Victoria. I don't like it when people have that strident, I'm the smartest guy in the room, and you need to believe me, otherwise you're a moron. I don't find that attractive or appealing, and thus I shut that off or turn it out or go away from the conversation. That's basically why I put those, especially Joy Behar, about whom, when I first met her, I had great admiration for her. I thought she was funny, but she's just turned into this angry woman. There's nothing that you see or hear from her that's anything other than the horror show. The right is a horror show. The right is any more of a horror show than the left, depending on where you're coming from. But it's that kind of stuff, and we've created, it seems, or we've allowed to be created, this whole sense of, I'm smarter than you are, I'm right, you're wrong, you don't believe me, then, you know, screw you. That kind of stuff never fixes anything. And that's a lot of what, and I go back to the law of attraction. That's one of the reasons that things are as messed up as they are, because we keep holding on to this, I'm right, you're wrong. It isn't the case that you're right and I'm wrong all the time. Sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. It ought not even to be about that. It ought to be about, okay, what can we agree upon? Where do you see that in any of these conversations?
Well, I think, just to put a finer point on it, what I think you're trying to say is when people state claims instead of introducing a conversation about important stuff, I think that you personally see that as a turnoff. There are a lot of people who like to consume media.
Yeah, I know.
People who know exactly what they're saying, they want to say, and they're strident, and that's why they have people follow them. But I think you are more like, not to say you're more like a woman, but I think females consume. There are a lot of people, I've heard all females, no matter if they agree agree with the person or not, that have a hard time dealing with listening to people who are very strident on the radio. And so I think we want to, you're inclined to want to have a conversation more than someone who just says, well, that's just how it is, and that's it. Right. So that would make sense to me.
That was a nice compliment.
Did I try to dig you out of that?
Okay. Thank you.
Sometimes
today,
it's hard, but
we sometimes it is. Today we celebrate World Teachers Day, worldwide event launched by the United Nations, the Organization for Education, Science, and Culture, called UNESCO. It goes back to 1994. Chances are that you had a favorite teacher who helped you become the person that you are today. I've asked that of all three of you any number of times. Who was your favorite teacher? Going back in history on World Teachers Day, in 1948, education became a right. There was the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that preserves education as a primary right of all people, and it is, and ought to be. It is a right. 1966, teachers' needs being addressed. Status of teachers, the recommendations concerning status of teachers is signed. 1990, kind of a game changer for education. Education for All established in Thailand. Education for All, EFA. Higher education needs are addressed more in 1997. The recommendation concerning the status of higher education teaching personnel signed at the UN. The World Education Forum is held in Senegal in 2000. Education for All, the principle, reaffirmed, a human right. 2015, a couple of years ago, education quality goals set, sustainable government goals adopted by the UN, achieving quality education becomes their number four goal. I think that there's an interesting how you would define quality here. I'm not sure that we all think, in our country anyway, that we're getting a quality education. I think in some, I've been asked to join a local school board, and I went to the school yesterday, happens to be a vocational school. I believe very sound, I think vocational education is a very necessary part of public school education. And so I went through the school with the superintendent and looked around, and this is really cool that there is so much going on here. Their school day is longer. They're more focused. They're basically going through two systems instead of one. They have 1 week of classes from 7 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, 3 something. And then they have 1 week of being in the shop, learning how to do whatever it is. There's a cosmetology, say it again, Doug, cosmetology, is that the
word? Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. That I was fascinated to see how these women and men, mostly women, are learning how to do what you do in a salon. They have a regular salon there, and three people who are professionals. Same is true in the plumbing class and the mechanical class, the shop. It just was interesting. And then you see them get excited. It was the most organized secondary school I've been in for ages. People are orderly and there's not a lot of noise. They're just going from one class to another because they seem to be motivated. They have something they're working toward. And I think in regular public high schools, Jennifer, that's not the case. I think a lot of kids today don't have a clue what they're working toward. And thus, they aimlessly wander around the schools looking for whatever.
And then they get frustrated because they're pushed to declare a major right away going into college. Many colleges are making you do that right away, and then you don't know where you're going.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so it was interesting to see all of that stuff. I think, though, that the point I'm making in part is that this is a right of a human being to be educated, and how we get there, I guess, is still something we're trying to figure out. 10 before the hour on the DJB Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Time now for our review of the top five technical stories that may have influenced you and technological experiences this week. Victoria Keelan is here with Doug Steffen. Number five, as we work our way toward number one, is a focus on the new iPhones, yeah?
Yeah, the new iPhone XS and XS Max. They're out in stores now. Lots of people were excited to get them. There's some cool new improvements. However, they already have bugs. And so this week, lots of reports of bad cellular reception from the latest iPhones, as well as not being charged. So people are going to bed at night thinking, you know, plugging their phones in as usual, expecting to wake up the next morning. And if you use it for as an alarm clock, a lot of people have had some trouble getting to work late because the phone does not actually charge. It dies in the middle of the night. And so specifically, there's a workaround. You have to make sure if you do have one of the new iPhones and they have not released a new software update yet that will fix the bug, you just have to make sure that your phone is awake when you plug it in, and then as it goes to sleep, it will stay charged. But if you have your phone that's already turned off or it's not awake and you plug your charger in, nothing's happening. So that's a huge problem. Normally, iPhones, Apple does this all the time. They rush stuff to the market, and then they fix the bugs later. But this is a pretty big problem, and normally they don't have problems that are on that functionality level. They're usually little bugs here and there, but that was a pretty big one with charging, so hopefully that will be remedied soon.
All right. Number four on our countdown to number one, West Virginians allowed to vote using their cell phones. Do we think this is a great idea? Well, it just depends on where you're coming from. There's some points here that are good.
Yeah, we'll see how this actually goes. This is going to kind of be a testing ground. Eligible voters from 24 of West Virginia's 55 counties who are living abroad or serving in the military overseas can use an app called Votes, V-O-A-T-Z, and they will be able to take a picture of their government-issued photo identification, snap a selfie to prove that it's them. Once everything is uploaded and approved, then they can actually cast their ballot. So the data is encrypted. However, cybersecurity experts are voicing concern, saying that mobile voting is just not secure enough yet. We're not at that point where we can really use it on a larger scale. But we'll see. They've got until 7:30 p.m. on November 6th to vote on their app. And if it gets hacked, we'll know about it probably right away.
Okay. Number three, a study confirming what most of us who have any common sense whatsoever know about violent video games.
Yep. Even going back to when I was a little kid, there were some kids in our neighborhood who weren't allowed to play video games, or at least ones that had any type of violence. And we thought, you know, the parents were just being overly protective. Turns out those parents were right. It's the latest in the long-standing debate over violent video games. An international study that looked at more than 17,000 adolescents over 7 years found that playing violent video games led to increased physical aggression over time. And they cite specific violent games like Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, Manhunt, things like that. They said that those kids who played those games were sent to the principal's office more often for fighting and for hitting non-family members. I don't know why they specify non-family members, but I'm sure this type of violence goes home with them as well. But and this all started with Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, the two teenagers who shot up Columbine. That's where this all started with, because they were so into video games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, parents, take the information, do with it what you will, but it's a pretty strong link.
All right, number two is a focus on Apple. Apple, how would the week
emojis.
Be if we didn't have an Apple story? Yeah, emojis.
Emojis. Well, this actually is not just Apple. This goes to Google. This goes to Android. This goes to everybody who, any type of cell service that you have, or any type of phone, smartphone that has emojis, this covers that. There will be 70 new emojis this fall, and we're finally getting a llama, a bagel, a frisbee, a mosquito, a hiking boot, a softball.
Important to have that mosquito.
A lobster, yep, a redheaded character, which a lot of redheads out there are happy about, a bald character, I don't know how many people are happy about that one, but cupcakes and superheroes were also, they'll all be rolled out by the end of the fall.
All right, finally, the number one story of the week from technology is a focus on who the most dangerous celebrity is when you're Googling.
Yep. Cybersecurity company McAfee studies celebrity search results, and they determine which names potentially expose you to malicious websites. This year, actress Ruby Rose adds her name to the list of accomplishments. She is the first Australian to take the top spot as most dangerous celebrity on the list. If you are Googling Ruby Rose, be very careful that you're using legitimate websites to read about her.
All right, so there it is. Top five items. Thank you, Victoria. It's 59 past the hour.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.